There you go. So anyway, continuing what we were talking about before the half hour, Sasha Boutros, who a self-proclaimed professional singer, standing in a San Diego mall parking lot in an empty parking space, directing her friend to that parking space by her cellular device, up drives a car, wants the place, starts doing the squish thing, ends up impacting her, hyperextending her knee, damaging her ligaments. She's suing because now she says she can't stand up and sing. You know, that's her way to make money.
Right.
Well, and she was there first.
Oh, that's it. Guy driving the car happens to be an attorney, personal injury attorney. So, again, could go on forever.
I can't wait to see the outcome of this.
But, I mean, calls during the news break, you know, and caller had said, same thing if you go to an athletic event and somebody's lined up a bunch of chairs and marked them off as saved.
Right.
And then other callers saying, well, yeah, but if that person is right just about to be there in a moment, then that's okay, as opposed to the parking place situation or as opposed to saving seats at some function or whatever for a long time just so you can sit with all your friends. That may not be. So, I mean, territorial battles here going on as to whether or not you should be able to do that. And I see both sides. I mean, if grandma's coming from, you know, wherever, Frostbite Falls, then you want to be able to...
She lives there with Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Exactly. Then, you know, you want her to be able to sit right there. But, and you know, and if not, then you can do, like, have you seen the iPhone commercial now with the kid who's going to play the tuba? And his mom's sitting on the front row.
Yeah, with a Wi-Fi thing.
Yeah, and, you know, dad can't be there, I guess, because he's off someplace, and they show that in the grandparents. But anyway, so that's we'll see what happens from San Diego, whether or not that goes on. All right, this is good. I like this. Tampa, Florida. They're reporting the Florida State Board of Education has passed a plan that sets goals for students in math and reading, okay? But it's based on their race.
Well, really?
On Tuesday, the board passed a revised strategic plan that says by 2018, it wants 90% of Asian students, 88% of white students, 81% of Hispanic students, and 74% of black students to be reading at or above grade level. For math, again, Asians will be the highest, followed by whites, then Hispanics, and then blacks.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's an understatement. The plan has infuriated many community activists
really?
In the Palm Beach area. I can't imagine.
Shocking.
No, it's okay. He's not Asian. He doesn't have to perform up to this level. We'll be happy if he just does this.
Where was that when I was in school?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm almost as good as the Asian kid.
Yeah. Man, I mean, in what
holy
world?
Cow.
Are they breaking? What I want to know is, are they adequately dividing whites into the upper middle class and the redneck faction?
No, no.
It's just not fair.
Well, that's your poor white rednecks.
Oh. Oh, when we're done, you got to let me talk about rednecks for a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure we both have some trailer treasure
no.
stories.
No, this is even better.
All right, go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah, sure.
There is a beef a brewing between Larry the Cable Guy and Here Comes Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, no.
Over the weekend, Larry told paparazzi he's a redneck, but not a lower class redneck like Honey Boo Boo. So there are barometers of redneck.
Oh, man. Well, and have you ever studied?
Hang on. He said, and I quote, I'm a redneck. I'm not a Honey Boo Boo redneck. I'm a Larry the Cable Guy redneck. And there's a big difference.
Wow. Those are the Kardashians who are more stupid than all of them. But
oh, God.
Anyway, go ahead. Yes, Kat. Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, it's just I hear what he's saying.
Oh, no, I like what he's saying, or at least I find it entertaining.
And again, he's, yeah.
But have you ever, and you know, if we're going to break it all down that much,
yeah.
Should we also break it down into the hillbillies versus rednecks?
Well, now you see. Now,
I mean, aren't there some different cultural differences
and things that we
need to deal with?
For instance, A&E, you know, that A&E television network. Apparently, there are a lot of female hog hunters out there. We didn't even know that, did we?
Oh, yeah.
Crystal Ward
says... Yeah, I've seen girls dating hogs.
Says, no. A&E stole her whole concept from the reality show where a bunch of women go out and hunt hogs. It's called Hogs, Dogs, and Lace. And it's been made over into the reality series Lady Hoggers, which is now on A&E. In fact, she says A&E also hired the two women who were supposed to help her with her show. But see, apparently, it says here, contract negotiations fell through. So apparently, Crystal was asking for a little bit too much money when it came to stories about women who hunt hogs. No word yet on whether or not a suit will come
now,
to trial.
Is there a lot of interest in women who hunt hogs?
Well, apparently enough that they have done the Hogs, Dogs, and Lace.
G. Gordon Liddy made a lot of money on women with guns.
Well, yeah, yeah. That's true. That's he did do that. That's,
I'm not saying I'm a big hog hunter, but there might be a photograph out there of me holding a hog, which I have deceased.
You killed the hog, did you? Hello?
Hey, I was just curious on the school thing. You know, if you have one white parent and one black parent, do they average the...
Oh, that's an outstanding thought, sir. I don't know. Wow.
You know what the big problem with that was? It was Florida.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. The mixed ethnicity thing there, you might have to do some averaging.
Oh, or, wow.
What if you're adopted? Like, what if you're Asian and your parents are white?
Oh, no, see, you can't take, then you've got to be the
white.
Are you
white or are you Asian?
Well, no, you are white, but then do you somehow, are you held to the Asian standard, right?
I don't know. It's all very tricksy.
And again, those are somewhat close. It's what happens if you're black and you're adopted by Asians? Because those are the opposite ends of the spectrum.
Or one of those families where it's like white, a white and a Hispanic parent, and they've adopted an Asian and a black kid.
Oh, see?
What culture are you?
You just sent some actuary into a coma.
It's the Rainbow Coalition all under one roof, I guess.